I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might be listening at CFBX in Kamloops or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And today we have two guests. We're going to be speaking first with Nirmala Raniga, and then we'll be speaking with Crystal Verba from Refresh Natural Health. So before I bring up Nirmala, I just want to tell you a little bit about her. She is the founder and director of Paradise Valley Wellness Center, which is endorsed by Deepak Chopra and the Chopra Center for Wellbeing. And she is going to be speaking at the SEED event coming up in October about addictions. And she's actually going to be opening for Deepak. So we'll ask her a little bit about that and find out more about her addiction center, because that's an issue that so many people are faced with. So welcome to the show, Nirmala.
Thank you, Marie, and good afternoon to the listeners. If I may begin this afternoon with a small chant, and it's a peace prayer. I think we always need that in our lives.
Wonderful. Please do. Thank you.
Om Astu Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityorma Amritamgamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. The translation is: lead us from unreal to the real. Lead us from the darkness to the light. Lead us from the fear of death to the knowledge of immortality. Peace, peace, peace.
That is so beautiful. Thank you, Nirmala. So you have been working with people who suffer from addictions for a long time. So tell us first, how did you get into this work and what made you open up the Paradise Valley Wellness Center?
The story goes back in late 1980s. I was, actually, my family has got a few businesses in town. And my our family background is in several businesses. And late 80s, there was not very many clinics that actually treated addiction. There was one particular clinic that focused on opiate dependency, and patients from, I think, all over BC were coming out to this particular clinic. And people from Victoria, people from Nanaimo, I remember, Chilliwack, Abbotsford. And I also was aware that the way the program was run, even though it was the only program, they provided a much-needed service. There was a level of lack of compassion. And so I was asked, you know, by one of my brothers, that why don't you, you know, with knowledge in business, he says, why don't you set up a clinic to provide services to these people? And I had no knowledge of addiction. I never really had that background or actually came across people who were addicted at the time. And so I looked at it as a opportunity to serve people and provide a very needed service. So my first office was in New Westminster, who set up a clinic, a very small clinic. And we had a physician that came in, and I had a counselor and MOA, and I went in every day. And, you know, slowly I started to learn about the field. Mind you, the first few weeks of being there, there was an article in the newspaper in the New West Now talking about addiction clinic opening up in the New West. Minister, of course, you know, as you know, there's a lot of stigma attached to addiction and having a clinic such as like this in the community because of fear of not knowing, or you would think that people who are criminals are going to come to these clinics, I think really sort of prevents us to provide services. So that was the first opening for me, is to open a clinic. Of course, there were other people supporting me through that process. But as I came to know a little bit more about these people who were addicted and really were seeking services, I came more interested, because most people actually are just like your average person who is struggling, and with their emotional struggle, they start medicating, whether they start using alcohol at a young age and using marijuana, and at some point when the emotional pain is so much, when it doesn't work, people sometimes switch. And heroin is, you know, a great medicator for pain. And as you know, when people have surgeries, they get morphine and they get other forms of opiate to manage pain. So heroin actually is one of those drugs. You know, it really manages or sort of takes care of your emotional pain, so you don't feel anything. So over the years, from one location, we now have 5 locations. And we've taken those programs into the community, whereby people from Chilliwack don't have to come to New West Minister. People from Abbotsford don't have to come to New West. We have, over the last 23 years, we have expanded right from Vancouver, New West, Surrey, Abbotsford, and Chilliwack. We have 25 physicians who work within our clinics, close to about 30 staffs, which include therapists. And we service over 2,000 patients in BC who need treatment for opiate dependency. And we use methadone, we use Suboxone, and we provide counseling. And I think, it's a needed services. And I think I feel really good about what we have created, providing an essential service in the communities for people who really are struggling. The Paradise Valley Wellness Center came about was, it's also a story. 12 years ago, I had a colleague who was struggling, and he needed to go into residential treatment center. At that time, there were only one or two facilities in BC, private facilities. And he was hospitalized for a suicidal attempt, and because he was under the influence, the hospital basically stabilized him and released him, and basically we were left to just deal with it. And at that time, a friend of mine, we found out a center in US, and we helped him. Rather, I actually went with him, and we took him to a facility in States. I dropped him off, and I came back within 24 hours to Vancouver. And while on that flight, I just knew in my mind that I was going to set up a facility in town here, so that, you know, there is access to services to people locally here who want treatment, and they don't have to go to U.S. And also with Dr. Deepak Chopra, I knew about his philosophy, his books, and what Chopra Center was doing. So while I was looking for a facility, in my mind, I knew that as having the addiction team, the clinical team, I wanted a team that was also holistic. So it was about, it's not just about stopping to use drugs, it's actually allowing the body to heal. So when a person actually is addicted, just getting them to stop is not good enough. You know, while you're doing the emotional healing work, you need to make sure you nourish the person. They are having some balance through yoga, through meditation, and nurturing through massage and acupuncture. So what we have done is we've created a program in collaboration with the Chopra Center, a program that really works and heals people, that it's not just only stopping to use, but really staying in a center with compassionate staff, healing the body and doing the emotional work. So that's the work we do, and actually I feel very good about what we have created. It's very exciting. We have people that come across from different parts of U.S., actually U.S., and also from Europe. We have had guests from Italy, from Switzerland, from Denmark, from Australia, New Zealand. And really, they really are coming out because of our program. It's a different approach. And mind you, the facility is non-smoking. And there's a reason for that, that most people, when they stop an addiction, if you go to a residential treatment center, for example, I mean, I've seen this in the past, and this is where we made some choices about what we want at the center and what we don't. I saw people, what they were doing is they would go into treatment center, they would stop their primary drug of choice, say, for example, alcohol, and they would stay there, they would do these meetings, they would do this group. The next thing, what they do is after they do a group or they do a meeting, they would come and outside and they would go to a smoking pit and they are smoking. And all of a sudden, you have somebody who was probably smoking like one pack a day, was now smoking two packs a day, because it's about the stress in the body. So how do you release your stress? You smoke. Mm-hmm. And so we were looking at ways of not having this at our center, because we want people to stay with the feelings. And that's how you heal, is to stay with the feelings and to talk about it.
So, Nirmala, it sounds like what you're saying is that you were observing people switching from one addiction to another rather than healing and having the coping skills to sit with those feelings and not find some other way, like smoking or alcohol.
Smoking or even sugar. Like mm-hmm. at our center, we don't have sugar. That's the other thing people, and we don't have coffee. Because it's the other thing is people switch. They would load up on coffees, and now they are loading the coffee up with sugar. So those are the things where we made a decision we don't want at the center, and it's paying attention and mindfulness approach of looking at all the things, whether it's food. You know, food can be a major addiction, and it's switching. So if somebody stops using heroin, they can easily switch to food. Or if they are addicted to any other drugs or even a behavior, people generally can switch, because it's about the feelings that's going on in the body. Until they resolve it and come to terms with it, it's difficult to let to stop some of the behaviors. So it's a process and it's a journey. And that's the work we do at the center, is getting a person to listen to their body, paying attention to the sensations that coming up, and learning the coping skills. So you're not in a fight and flight mode. You're not in a reactive mode, but really in that state. And this is where meditation and yoga play key, is allowing that restful awareness where you're going into a conscious choice-making. So you have choices, and that's what the focus is, being able to choose.
Wonderful. Well, Nirmala, it is time for a break, so we'll be back with more Synchronicity in a moment. Right now, we are speaking with Nirmala Raniga. She is going to be speaking at the SEED event here in Vancouver in October. She's opening for Deepak Chopra. And Nirmala is the founder and director of Paradise Valley Wellness Center, which is also endorsed by Deepak Chopra. So we'll be back with more Synchronicity momentarily.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
The question, what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be speaking with Crystal Verba from Refresh Natural Health, but right now we are speaking with Nirmala Raniga. She is the founder and director of Paradise Valley Wellness Center, which is a clinic for addictions. How do you define it as far as like a rehab center, a clinic? What words do you use?
Well, I find the word actually, while it's a treatment center, it's actually a center that leads people to the path of wellness. So taking their addiction or the, and it's not only addiction we treat, it's depression, anxiety, trauma, PTSD, all these things actually are struggles. And so when a person comes to a facility like ours, we're not just focusing on the addiction or the depression or anxiety. We are looking at overall what's going on with the person and really moving them to a path of wellness. So I'd like to think of the word wellness as opposed to rehab. And it's about conscious choice making, so learning, taking tools that are portable and making healthier choices in life. And, I mean, as you know, today being Monday, the seven spiritual laws of success, or rather yoga, talks about the law of giving and receiving. And as you know, that the law of giving and receiving reminds us to be conscious of flow of life. And when our intention is to expand happiness, every action of either giving or receiving becomes life-supporting. So these are some of the principles we have actually incorporated at the center. We have taken the seven spiritual laws of yoga and success and embedded it in our program. So when guests come to the center, each day they have a law and they reflect on that law and set the intention to pay attention. And that's how the program works. And, of course, we do have a psychiatrist, we do have nurse, we do have therapist. It is a clinical program with that holistic approach of healing the body.
Nirmala, a question has just come up for me about addiction and seeking out health and wellness and balance. And there is someone that I know and I had been friends with since we were quite young. We were 14 when we met. And this person has struggled with addiction since early teens. And it's just sort of become a bigger and bigger problem. And she would go through rehab, and the longest that she would stay clean was about a year. I'm wondering, and I've noticed there was sort of a desire to be well, but not really the strength or the motivation to stay well and to take responsibility. And so I'm wondering at what point do you find, like, if there's a loved one that you want to get help, I mean, how do you help move them in the right direction? Because you can't just be like, okay, I think you need to go to rehab and then it's going to work. They need to make that conscious choice and be willing to do the work that it takes to get well. So I guess my roundabout question is, how do you help inspire and motivate people to find that path to accepting responsibility?
Well, that's the challenge, right? Is how do you get somebody to go into treatment or get help? You're absolutely right that you know, when somebody is struggling, they have to take the responsibility. I mean, when guests come to our facility, I mean, one of the conversations we have is with them, rather, even especially when I talk to them, is who are you coming for? If they're coming for 1,000 other people, then their commitment level is different, because they're doing it for somebody else. So there usually would be some resentment, some anger, or something there that is attached to why they're coming. But when a person actually comes for themselves, or rather they come because they want to be there, they actually do the work, and the work they do is more healing and more grounding. And the experience they have is without any attachments on the outside with someone else. And getting somebody to, for example, a loved one or family members, we actually, you know, when a mother phones or a father phones or a family member phones us, we talk to them about having a dialogue with the family member and coming from a place of compassion rather than judgment and shame and guilt. If you come from a place of compassion, I think people do pay attention. The biggest fear is a person who is using, a person who's not well, is there's a lot of guilt and shame that goes with what's going on in them. They don't really want to be that person, but on some level, they feel they're helpless, or rather, they don't have a choice. But if they are given the tools or information that there's a choice and that this path, mind you, this path is not perfect, and it is not perfect at any given time, because they will be, you know, when a person does get cleaned up, there will be obstacles that will come across in life, and there will be lapses, and a person will relapse. And if they have learned the tools, and if they are aware of what's going on with the body or listening to the body, and they feel safe enough where they can trust to talk about this to the loved ones or the family members for support and get supported, I think the chances are greater for the person to do well over the lifetime period. You know, I mean, it's nice to see a person just stop and not ever have to use again, but that's not the reality. The reality is we see people come to the center, and we've seen people who have actually been very successful have not used, but there's been people who actually did well for a while and they had a lapse, and they connected with us, and we work with them. So it's a process, and it's a journey of healing the body, and the memory is there of what has happened in the past, and the word, the memory, desire, and action, which is to do with karma, that when you go back to it, there's a good chance the cycle will come back until you make a new choice.
Hi, sorry about that, Nirmala. I've just got the next guest on hold on the phone. So thank you so much. It sounds like, no, I'm curious though, before we wrap up, what about this theory about people having to hit rock bottom before they're going to be ready to make that commitment?
For some people, that's what needs to happen, is they have to actually hit the bottom before they will change. But obviously, we want people not to have to go there, because it can be tragic. Some people, you know, usually die or can actually commit suicide. So for some people, maybe that's the path they need to go. But I'm hoping that people recognize and support their loved ones, their family, and those who are struggling, that there's options, there's tools to heal. And I would encourage people to come out to the seed event because there's all these speakers that actually are providing tools on how to heal the body, to listen to the body, so that you don't have to struggle, because suffering is part of our life. But we can suffer and accept our suffering, yet we can make choices on how we want to see these problems. And some of these problems can be a wonderful opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you, Nirmala. And I'm wondering, before we close the show, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I would like to wrap up with another Sanskrit chant, if that would be an option. And this is really, again, talking about completeness. And it's a wonderful way of closing this. So if that's okay, I would like to do that.
Yes, please do. Thank you.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Eva Vashishyate. So the translation is, wholeness is the essence of the outer world. Wholeness is the essence of the inner world. From wholeness, wholeness arises. If we remove wholeness from wholeness, only wholeness remains. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Nirmala. And you are going to be opening for Deepak. So what time will your speech be?
Well, I believe I'm supposed to be doing that, but I actually have a talk. My talk is between 2 and 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. It's still not confirmed if I'm the person who's doing the opening for Dr. Chopra. And he is scheduled to speak at 8 p.m. on Saturday evening, October 13th, at the Seed Event at the Forum.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And do you have a website where people can get in touch with you?
Yes, it's www.ParadiseValleyWellnessCenter.com. And the phone number of the center is 1-888-802-3001. And if anybody wants to send me an email, they can reach me at Nirmala, N-I-R-M-A-L-A, at ParadiseValleyWellnessCenter.com. I read all my emails and I do answer. If anybody has a specific struggle or needs more information, I do respond to emails. So thank you again.
All right. Thank you so much, Nirmala, and have a wonderful day and good luck with the seed event.
And I appreciate your time, Marie. You take care. Bye.
Thank you. Take care. All right. Well, that was Nirmala Raniga, and she is the founder and director of Paradise Valley Wellness Center. And she is going to be opening for Deepak Chopra at the seed event in October. And coming up in just a moment, we'll be speaking with Crystal Verba from Refresh Natural Health. We'll be back with more Synchronicity momentarily.
Awesome. Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you so much for being with me today. And now we are going to speak with Crystal Verba from Refresh Natural Health, and she's also joined by Sandra. Hi, Crystal and Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great, great. Thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you. And so, Sandra, what's Sandra's last name?
Verba, same last name.
Oh, are you sisters?
We're actually mother and daughter.
Oh, wonderful. Who's the mom? Who's the daughter?
I am the daughter. I'm Crystal, and I'm the mom. I'm Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Thanks for being on the show today. So you are now, we are going to be talking about colon hydrotherapy. Is that specifically what Refresh Natural Health does, or is there a bunch of services?
We do offer a bunch of services with a focus on colon hydrotherapy. My background, this is Crystal speaking, I suffered with allergies, life-threatening allergies from a very young age. Had to travel to the U.S. and all over to search for help. I developed an autoimmune disorder, rheumatoid arthritis when I was 22, and just couldn't find the help I needed. So through traveling and discovering different healing methods, I was able to heal myself of these issues, and colon hydrotherapy was an integral part of doing that. So my mother and I are opening this clinic in hopes of sharing those experiences and helping people that are suffering with similar problems.
Okay, thank you, Crystal. And so I'm curious now, colon hydrotherapy, it's like an enema, right?
It is. It's similar, but with an enema. You know what? I'm going to let Sandra answer this one because she's the expert with that. Here she is.
Hi. Basically, colon hydrotherapy is like an enema, but unlike an enema, we get the water a little further up with some pressure, allowing it to eventually get through the entire colon and give you a really good cleaning out of the colon.
And so I imagine that, number one, that's pretty uncomfortable, and number two, pretty gross for you as the hydrotherapist.
Well, actually, we use a closed system, which basically means that you're hooked up to a hose, and it's not uncomfortable whatsoever. Temperature regulated and pressure regulated water flows into the colon. The therapist, which is me, would stay with the client the entire time, and we work together. When elimination does happen, it stays in the tube. It goes through the unit, which you can see what's coming out and straight into the waste system. So there's never any discomfort, and there's never any smell or mess associated with what we do, which is a really nice part of it.
So this hose is up there, and it's just kind of sucks everything right out of the colon?
It's not sucking. So what's happening is we start with a fill, and so the fill basically goes until the client says, oh, okay, I can feel full. And everybody always says, what's that going to feel like? But you know when you feel full. And then I release the water, and it just basically comes out along with some debris. So it's not really sucking anything out. We're just infusing water in there and letting it out. And then we'll do another fill where water goes up a little bit further, and then with it, we release it, and it takes debris out with it.
So I'm curious, I actually read an article quite a while ago about people using laxatives or doing cleanses and stuff, and how it can actually cause more problems because your colon isn't supposed to be completely empty.
Well, what happens with I'll speak about the laxative because a lot of cleanses out there actually can be a benefit to us. Laxatives don't actually help the muscle of the colon wall to have that peristaltic action, like to have that action to move out. It basically relaxes it, softens the stool, and then when you eat, it kind of just pushes the debris out of us and eventually causes an elimination that way. And that's why a laxative isn't good, because eventually your colon muscle is just going to become weak when it's not having to work. Whereas colon hydrotherapy actually causes, it's like a workout for our colon muscle. It actually will help people that have suffered from using laxatives, weakening their muscle of their colon. Colon hydrotherapy can get that muscle starting to work, and it actually has the opposite effect of laxatives as far as what it does to the colon muscle.
So do people generally take laxatives before they go for hydrotherapy to help? Because what if they've got like lots of like compacted debris up in there?
No, I would never recommend a laxative. What I do say to people is if they can have some warm water the morning of a colonic with some lemon in it or some fresh squeezed lime, that can help. But if they're really compacted, basically what the water's doing is it's going in and it's helping to soften that stool. So sometimes if somebody's really compacted, if they're very constipated, they're not going to have too much results from the first colonic, and that's not always the case, but sometimes it can be the case where it's a series of colonics for somebody that's really compacted in order to be able to soften that stool and get it moving. And then once it gets moving, it actually is allowing the muscle to start working for itself, and that's why it can be a benefit for the colon muscle as well.
So for someone who goes in and it's all good the first time, it just like works like a charm, how often do people need to get colonics for optimum health? Like say they're just an average person with no major health problems.
I always tell people to listen to their own body. So if they come in and have a great colonic and they feel fabulous afterwards, a good rule of thumb would be to come in, you know, at the change of the season. I say to people, if you want to do it more often at the change of season, so spring, summer, fall, we can come in, we can have a colonic. And if someone's doing really good and they don't feel like they have to do it that often, even just once a year, coming in at spring, having a good spring cleaning, just like we do in our homes. And especially if it's the kind of person that likes to do cleanses more often, I always say whenever you're doing a cleanse, you're moving things through the body, and that's a good time. And the body's basically dumping everything into the colon. So if you're cleansing, everything's getting dumped into the colon. We want that stuff to move out. We don't want that to sit there. So anytime you're doing a cleanse, you want to come in and have a colon hydrotherapy session just to get that stuff out.
But doesn't all the laxatives from the cleanse do that anyway?
Like if you're taking laxatives, it will move stuff out, but you're also slowing that. You're not allowing the muscle of the colon to move that out.
Okay.
So long term, laxatives are going to cause harm, and I would never suggest somebody taking a laxative.
Because I've taken like a herbal detox before, a herbal
right.
cleanse, and part of it, you take all these herbs, and part of them, I mean, you have to, it's like a 10 or 12 day cleanse, and day 2 through 5, you want to be like pretty much home because of the pills you're taking. So
yeah, and that's actually, you know, those kind of cleanses, those aren't like, they're good cleanses to do once a year. You would never want to, if someone's constipated and they're taking those kind of herbs on a regular basis in order to keep themselves moving, again, that's not the way to do it because you don't want to depend upon something. But for a yearly cleanse, when you're doing something like that, that's a good thing to do. And again, that's when you want to come in for a colonic and kind of assist everything to move along.
And so I'm curious, Sandra, is there any legislation around colon hydrotherapy? Like, I don't imagine it's covered by medical, but are there Western medical doctors that are advocates of it, or is this more of a non-traditional healing modality?
There are some doctors that believe that it's a good thing to do. We're starting to, not so much in Canada, but other parts of the world are using colon hydrotherapy as a instead of the laxatives that you need to take, for example, before you go in for a colonoscopy. You can actually have a colonic, a series of 2 colonics right before you go in for a colonoscopy. So some doctors are starting to see that that's a better way of going than the harsh laxatives that you need to take for 2 days before something like that. We are governed by a place called IACT, and they're the ones that regulate us and certify us, and I am under the IACT board certification, and so there are some guidelines that we definitely have to follow. And we are FDA approved. Most of the equipment out there that you can get is FDA approved. I don't know if that answered your question entirely.
I think so. Thank you. And so you're opening this Refresh Natural Health. When is that happening?
We're opening on October 2nd. And we're just having a soft opening. And our grand opening is on the October 18th, 19th, and 20th. And actually, Crystal's really excited about this, so I'm going to pass it back to her. Here she
All
is.
All right.
Hi there. Sorry, I let her take the phone, but she's an expert in those kinds of questions. So one other thing I wanted to add, though, is that colon hydrotherapy allows hydration of the intestinal tract as opposed to the laxatives, which can be very dehydrating as well. So the hydration aspect of it is very appealing to a lot of people.
That makes sense because, yeah, laxatives can be quite dehydrating. I mean, when someone has, I hate saying this word on the radio, but diarrhea,
yes.
One of the biggest concerns is dehydration, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and the laxatives, they just push everything through, and then a month later, you're going to probably find that you may have some constipation or other symptoms because of that dehydration, so... It's nice to get water up there and really, really hydrate the colon.
So do you just put water or are there a little magic stuff you add to it?
There are some magic. Chlorophyll is a great thing to add. Good bacteria as well. A lot of people are concerned with colon hydrotherapy because when you get everything out, of course, there's some good that goes with the bad as well. So at the end of a treatment, we do an implant of chlorophyll that replenishes all your good bacteria, your minerals and everything so that you leave feeling phenomenal.
So you put chlorophyll, like an implant, what do you mean by that?
So the machine itself has an implant tank. So it's this exact same system that Sandra already described, except it comes through a different sanitized tank with chlorophyll and some minerals and water that gets infused. And you just lie there comfortably and let that set in your colon, absorb a little bit, and then you release that as well. And a lot of people find that with the chlorophyll, because it's it kind of grasps on to lots of the toxins in your colon, that a lot will come out after that and even throughout the day that it's really beneficial to get out of your system.
So you talked about now different the sanitized water. So this is so weird to talk about on the radio, but I mean, you stick this tube up your bum. Mm-hmm. So is it a brand new tube or do you wash it like
how? Yeah, everything that comes in contact with the patient is disposed of. And the machine itself is completely sanitized, but that's never, like, the contents of the machine are completely sanitized, but everything that touches you is disposed, or the insert itself is disposed. Everything's new. Everything's fresh. There's no cases where there's that contamination.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure.
If you research the closed system, you can see a photo of it. It's just a very small machine that's up on the wall. It's actually quite a comfortable treatment, and obviously I can speak from experience to that. I've had many, many, many treatments, and it's quite comfortable. A lot of people come in and they're scared, but it's nowhere near probably the idea of what you have in your head.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw it on some reality TV show with our friend Susan Powder was doing it. It was the one with Paris Hilton, and it was at a weight loss camp, and they did it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I haven't seen that, but a lot of people do go to colon hydrotherapy for weight loss. It's amazing how much weight you can store in your colon. So we have people weigh themselves before the treatment and then after the treatment, and you can lose... typically you lose like 4 or 5 pounds just by doing one treatment.
Now, but I mean, aren't you losing 4 or 5 pounds of stuff from your colon?
Exactly. So that moves out. And what that does is it allows, because the toxins in your body store fat. So the more room that's in your colon, the more your body can take the toxins out of your fat, move it into your colon, and then there's room for that to leave. So... through doing colon hydrotherapy, you're moving those toxins out, and your cells go, oh, there's more room. Okay, let me release these toxins into the bowel, and then those go as well. So it's a good cycle to begin to get out those years of toxic waste out of your cells.
Wonderful. Well, at the end of the hour, I guess I'll leave it till the very end so that when phone calls are coming in, I'm not having to multitask. But you guys are going to give away a free... session, right?
That is correct. So one session of colon hydrotherapy, it's an $80 value, and we're thrilled to give it away. We really want, we love it when people come and it's their first time because it's a life-changing treatment. So we're excited to give that away.
Wonderful. Okay, and so I will put out the cue to call at the end, and then if I just take their name and phone number and pass it on to you, is that that's good enough? Okay,
yeah, cool. That's wonderful. We're actually during our grand opening. I know I got distracted because I'm so excited, but our grand opening is happening from the 18th to the 20th of October. That's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. On the Friday, we're going to have a band and the ribbon cutting. So that's going to be a fun day. But any day you come, it's 25% off of everything in store and treatment packages and single treatments as well. So we invite anyone to come by and just check us out. You don't have to have a colon hydrotherapy treatment when you come. Just come and see what we're all about. We'd love to meet you.
So, and where? What's the address of this place?
The address is 3823 Henning Drive. It's just on the corner of Low Heat and Boundary. So if you head down Boundary, you hit Low Heat, and we're right there, right by the Bridge Film Studios. If anyone knows where that is, it's right across from the Bridge Film Studios.
Okay, so it's near, like, the McDonald's then,
yeah,
right?
Exactly, right across from the McDonald's.
So if you eat a McDonald's a lot, you should definitely go to Refresh Natural
You know,
Health.
And it's funny, we have various clients, and some of them come to us after every Monday, because on the weekend they go and they splurge on different things, and they come in on Monday just to get that cleansing so that the toxins don't build up in their body. So, you know, if you're eating McDonald's, you can still come.
So how, now I asked how often is optimal and for a healthy person once a season, but what about people who are wanting to lose weight? How much would going like once a week or once a month, would that be too much? Because you know how some people think, oh, well, once is great, so 10 times would be better.
Sure. And when people come, usually after the first session, we're able to see what's coming out of your system and how toxic you may be, because also, if you're extremely toxic and haven't really done any cleansing in your life, if you do too much at once, you may have a detox reaction. So we try to avoid that with people. Typically, though, for a person that wants to get started, if they can come a few times in a row, so maybe once a week for a month or even twice a week for a month, really get things moving so you see those results faster, and then maybe maintenance on a once a month basis. And then as you keep moving forward, you'll see that your the matter coming out of your system is maybe cleaner, or maybe you start to notice a difference, and then we can slow down to where you are just coming at the beginning of the seasons. There really is no harm to doing colon hydrotherapy once a week. The only thing is, if you are extremely toxic, it depends on how slowly or quickly you want to go through that detox.
And so what's the difference between colon hydrotherapy and like a coffee enema or something?
Well, a coffee enema goes just into the sigmoid colon and up the portal vein. And what that does is it tells your liver to dump the toxins, which is a great thing for people to do, obviously. When people are doing it at home, we do recommend they do it under a doctor's recommendation or something like that, so that just to make sure you don't have any contraindications for doing that. So when the liver dumps the toxins into the system, there has to be that movement. So if you have a lot of blockages in your small intestine, large intestine, that the toxins won't move through so quickly. So if you do want to start doing enemas at home, and specifically the coffee enemas, you want to make sure you have the room in your intestine for the toxins to flow out. So if you're doing enemas, maybe you want to start with doing some water enemas just to make sure that you're getting the sigmoid colon, any impacted matter in the sigmoid, released, and then do coffee, just so it's not a blockage there, and then the toxins sit in your system and then reabsorb into your blood, which can cause a lot of dangerous reactions.
All right, thank you. And I have one more question before I go into my other questions. Just kind of the similar, like, can you just put regular old tap water up there, or should it be disinfected sterile water?
Definitely not tap water. With the tap water, you have many things like the chlorine and other agents in there that you do not want to put right into your colon. The wonderful thing about the colon is that what you put in there is going to absorb 50 times faster than something that you eat and goes through your system. So, you know, when you have the tap water, in the chlorine, your body can pick and choose and get rid of some things and then, you know, store some things. But when it goes right into your colon, it just all absorbs. That's why the water is so great. But you want to use purified water. Our system here, the colon hydrotherapy unit, uses, I think it's a 3-filter system just to get all the toxins out of the water before infusing it into your colon.
And so that other stuff you were talking about, do you put any electrolytes or anything up in there?
The minerals that go in the chlorophyll do have electrolytes in them, and the chlorophyll itself is a great electrolyte and mineral replacement. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So we've talked so far. We just have a few minutes left in the show, so I want to let people know at the very end, if you're interested in getting your colon rinsed out at Refresh Natural Health, they're giving away a free session. So wait till the very end of the show and I'll put out the cue to call for that. The first caller who gets through will get that gift. And so far we've been talking about a healthy average person, but you had some health problems. So what are some of the, especially I think you'd mentioned autoimmune issues. So tell us about that, because so many people have autoimmune problems these days.
Oh, it's growing. It's unbelievable. And I mean, I'm grateful that I'm on the other side of it, because that was the scariest time of my life, most certainly. My autoimmune, or I like to say my old autoimmune, I don't have an autoimmune anymore, but it's iritis. And that's not a very well-known one. Autoimmune typically would be Crohn's disease or type 1 diabetes. Those are the more familiar ones. Iritis is basically my body attacking my eyeball. So it was the most painful experience. I couldn't see. Everything was black. And then as well, my joints, rheumatoid arthritis. And the hospitals, it's a very unique thing, autoimmune, because it's your body attacking itself. So they don't quite know what to do with it. They would tell me it was stress related, perhaps, they didn't have any clue. They wanted to put me on steroids, which I wasn't comfortable with. So I have done many, many things. It's definitely the stress that needs to stay to a minimum. Meditation is great. And what else could I recommend to people? Just to the cleansing is a big part of it. I have lots of allergies too. So what ended up happening is when I would have anything I was allergic to, my body would get frustrated and my digestion wasn't working as well. And the food particles that weren't being digested would go back into my bloodstream and my body would attack those. So it was a cycle of my body being confused, attacking. And what I've done that's really helped me is the cleansing, always getting the toxins moving, repairing my digestion, and keeping the stress to a minimum. And we have many supplements here that do help with that process as well. But the main thing is cleansing and just taking care of yourself and letting your body find that state of healing, and so that your adrenals aren't constantly stressed, which is a huge part of the digestive process as well.
Thank you, Crystal. Yeah, I have a lot of autoimmune problems as well. Nothing that's major enough for a diagnosis, but I have joint problems and skin inflammation and things like that that are all definitely autoimmune, but it's not like I've actually asked my doctor numerous times, do I have arthritis?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
And I apparently don't, yet I have joint pain so often, and it'll be just sort of no rhyme or reason to it. Like maybe it's allergies, I don't know.
It could be a lot. And you know, we need to get back to eating just sort of whole foods. I find that when, you know, I eat lighter meals throughout the day and don't eat those heavy things, I feel phenomenal. So I stay away from gluten and all those things that we know are irritants to the system. And I'm feeling great now. So I hear what you're saying. You know, autoimmune, I think that there's so many people walking around with these problems that are just undiagnosed, but we have the power to heal ourselves. And that's what we try to teach people here.
Cool. Well, thank you. Coming up in just a moment is Parts Unknown here on CITR. We have just a few minutes left in the show. So, Crystal, you are going to be opening, having the grand opening of Refresh Natural Health, which is at 3823 Hemming Drive, did you say?
Henning, H-E-N-N.
Henning.
Yes.
Henning Drive, and that is near Loheed and Boundary.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Someone's calling in. I'm just going to see if it's a question.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling. Is this Synchronicity?
It is, yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I have a question, actually, for Sandra and Crystal.
Wonderful. It'll have to be quick because Parts Unknown is coming up, but go ahead.
No worries. Yeah. My question is that I suffer from Crohn's disease, and I was just wondering if colon hydrotherapy would be beneficial to the maintenance of my health.
Hi, Clayton. This is Sandra.
Hey.
Hi. Are you symptomatic at the present moment?
At the present moment, I am not. No, I'm in remission.
Oh, okay. So colon hydrotherapy could be something that could help you for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Was there any surgery? What did you do to bring yourself to a point where you weren't having the symptoms anymore?
Well, I have had a couple of surgeries. I've had an ileocecal valve, or my only ileocecal valve removed, and I've had a bowel resection at one point. But then other than that, it's just been good eating habits and exercise. I've found it's kind of maintained it.
Excellent, yeah, and that's what's going to make the huge difference. Because the ileocecal valve, then, you've had that removed, we would have to consult your doctor, and we could go into the reasons why, but I know our time is short. So,
Yeah,
we'd have to, because the ileocecal valve basically stops fecal matter from going from the small or the large intestine to the small intestine, and it's a one-way valve, and you only ever want stuff going from the small to the large. So we never want to do colon hydrotherapy if that valve is missing, because then we're forcing debris from the small possibly into, or from the large possibly into the small.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we'd have to work with your doctor with that for sure.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, thanks for answering that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Yeah, if you want a chance to win a free colon hydrotherapy session, be the first caller to call 604-822-2487 once I say goodbye, so that I have a chance to answer the phone and take down your name and number. So I'm going to close the show because the next show is coming up here on CITR. So thank you so much to both of you ladies from Refresh Natural Health, and the grand opening is 18th, 19th, and 20th of October. And what's your website?
It's refreshnaturalhealth.com.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So again, you can go to refreshnaturalhealth.ca. And it looks like we've got people already calling in for that free hydrotherapy session, 604-822-2487. This has been Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. We'll be back with more Synchronicity next week. Be well. Have a wonderful week. Namaste.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Catch Sparkmaker along with Carpenter and Narrows on September 28th at the Rickshaw Theater. After over 15 years, this much acclaimed and highly influential Vancouver post-hardcore band is reuniting for one night of select songs from two of their most well-regarded albums, Products and Accessories and 500 Watt Burner at 7. Tickets are available at Zulu and Red Cat Records and online at livenation.com.